feel that I'm getting better and better all the time, and feel more comfortable on the ball and score more goals in training. Hopefully I can continue to score and score more goals in the games as well.
I remember speaking to you after the game at Rochdale, and you'd scored a goal, but you said, the fans have not seen the best of me yet. I'm disappointed, you actually said, how well you'd been playing, but you'd scored a couple of goals at that point. In terms of how you're playing right now, it's a slightly different role than when you first came, isn't it, to the left? Would you say that that's bringing out the best of you?
To be fair, it was a long time ago I played out wide before I did it now, but it's kind of a free role. It's not like I'm a winger, need to stay wide. I can go inside as well and use my my strength to running in behind, and I think I've showed that. So I think it's kind of a free role, and as long as I'm on the pitch and can help the team, I'm happy.
It looks like it's suiting you. The role looks like it, and it's something that you might be able to get used to as the season goes on. That little change in formation seems to have really suited the players, particularly against Rotherham, didn't it, on the Tuesday night?
Yeah, I think so. We have put two good performances, really, but I still think we should have scored much more goals in the games, including me. I mean, with some luck, I could have scored four against Rotherham for sure, and then Gillingham as well should be on the score sheet. But as long as we win the games, we are happy. But going forward, we need to put the chances in the back of the net, because otherwise we will not get away with 3 points every game if we miss so many chances.
Particularly away from home as well. Yeah. I mean, you scored the goal at Scunthorpe, didn't you, to get a 1-0 win. And there might be a lot of games away from home like that this season, that one chance comes, it's got to be taken. Oldham are in good form. It could be that this weekend, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every game in this league is so hard, and you really need to be at your best every week, and especially when you're playing away from home. It's always a little bit different kind of game when you play away from home, and when you got your chances, you need to take them, and that's what we're looking for, of course.
How do you compare League One to the Championship and back home? How would you compare the standard of League One football?
Yeah, it's hard, but I mean, the intensity is good in this league as well. I think it's not far away from the Championship. I mean, maybe it's a little bit about the individual quality and the teams you play against. The teams here seems to be more hardworking, that kind of stuff, even if they play the ball well as well. And I still think that we have a really good team, much individual quality in our team, and I think we haven't seen the best of it yet. It's much more to come, and hopefully we can put that together soon and show everyone.
Do you get kicked more in League One than you do in Sweden and in the Championship?
Yeah, especially more than I did back in Sweden. But I start to get used to it now, so I have no problem with it.
What's the way to deal with it? Kick them back?
Yeah, I think so. That's probably the best thing to handle it.
And just a final one for me. Just how important is it between now and maybe Christmas to get a big run of results going to really show League One that Blackburn Rovers mean business this season?
It's massive to go on a big run and really challenge the team who are up there. It's very important for the rest of the season to feel that we have two games less than a couple of teams. And I mean, if we still can be up there, I think that will bring a good feeling.